And now it's time for Three Big Things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Well, it's the fifth and final day of the preliminary hearing for 23-year-old Tyler Robinson in Provo, Utah. Robinson facing capital aggravated murder and nine other felony charges for the September 2025 rooftop assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. This happened at Utah Valley University. As part of the hearing, prosecutors played for police a police interview in video of Tyler Robinson's roommate, Lance Twiggs.
Twiggs answered, I asked if he had done what he said he'd done. He cried a little and then said he wished he hadn't done what he'd done. So just riveting testimony, this video right now that has been entered into evidence, and the judge is allowing the publication of it and the public release of it.
That's News Nation's Nancy Liu. The prosecution has rested its case, so it's all up to the defense right now in presenting final arguments. If convicted on all counts, the prosecution intends to seek the death penalty for Robinson.
MPS identifies a new home for displaced students, faculty, and staff at Lincoln Avenue Elementary School. A five-alarm fire on June 30th completely destroyed the 109-year-old school building. The City of Milwaukee Historic Preservation Commission quickly approved the structure for total demolition, leaving the district scrambling to rehouse roughly 480 K-3 through 5th grade students. The Lincoln Avenue School Engagement Council recommends relocating to Pulaski High School for the upcoming school year. Pulaski was the only available option close to the Lincoln Avenue School that allows the entire school community to remain together in one location, which was a top priority.
About a mile and a half separates those two schools. So from a proximity standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. You got a lot of space in that high school, which is a good thing. And the busing, they'll have to kind of get figured out, kind of the drop-off pickup situation. But nonetheless, they've got an option here, which is great.
Yeah.
The aerial footage of that school just being hollowed out
is
unbelievable.
Yes, it is. That fire, I've never seen a building burn that big, that long. And if you recall, that was an all-day fire that they were trying to put out. But you also got to wonder, putting high school kids in the same area as these K-3 through 5th graders. So I know that'll be a logistical thing that they will have to work out. But with it only being a mile and a half away, that would definitely be more convenient for those students.
Number three, some breaking news. The Milwaukee Bucks will return to full season over-the-air television for the first time in 31 years. Preseason and regular season games, beginning with the upcoming season, will air on My24 and statewide affiliates in partnership with the Rincon Broadcasting Group. My24, this is where the Bucks had their home on TV from 1988 to 1994. Here's what it sounded like back then.
Live from McNichols Sports Arena in Denver, Colorado, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets. Live on Fox 24.
Yeah, that was likely right after a rerun of Three's Company or The Ropers. Like, that's what it was. Like, you might be watching The Office, and Bucks basketball is next. Right? The first over-the-air broadcast will tip off on Sunday, as a matter of fact. So they are going to dip into the Las Vegas Summer League. The Bucks begin playing that Summer League today, but Sunday's game will actually be on television on My24.
Wow.
As part of building out that network, that TV network, Good Karma Brands, our company, is going to help lead that charge. So you've got, you know, stations that may want to pick this up. I don't know if My24 exists in Eau Claire or Hayward or other parts of the state. And the folks here at Good Karma Brands are going to work to make sure that there is statewide coverage. Games will be available over the air and on most major cable systems. Also, YouTube TV, which is a good thing because, there was kind of a block with YouTube TV and the Bucks TV broadcasts. But in short, it's not going to be too hard to find a Bucks game if you want to watch a Bucks game. And that increasingly is becoming challenging in today's world of professional sports. Like, yeah. Where do I find my team? How do I get it? Why are the blackout restrictions still in existence? And this helps with that.
Absolutely, Greg. And you have a lot of other teams around the league that is taking this same course of action. I know a couple of years ago, the Phoenix Suns went over the air. And recently, I know people here don't really care about it, but Giannis's new team, the Miami Heat, they are doing the same thing with their broadcast. So this is a trend that you're going to see around the league until they figure out an NBA TV platform in kind of the same way MLB TV has done with the Brewers this year.
Very possible that there could be Bucks TV at some point,
At some point.
Not ready to pull the trigger for this upcoming season. So you've got at least a year, maybe more, of over-the-air Bucks broadcasts. Bucks president Josh Glessing, instrumental in getting this deal done. He's going to join us coming up at about 2:15.
We'll be back with Johnny Mack's keys to the game in just a moment on the Bucks Basketball Network.